Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the evening news bulletin, I am Matsina. The headlines. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmaran Jamir reviews delayed highway projects in Nagaland, calls for better coordination. Nagaland Police sign MOU with NIT to boost digital policing. Centre asks states, UTs to adopt UPI for collecting admission, exam fees in schools, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights noticed role in India's growth. Now the news in detail. Lok Sabha MP Supongmaran Jamir held a meeting with officials of the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, as well as contractors and consultants to assess the progress of ongoing NHIDCL road development projects in Nagaland. During the meeting in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Jamir raised serious concerns over the frequent blockages on the Dimapur-Kohima National Highway 29 section, particularly under New Chumukedima village, despite the route having a target for completion by 25th of September this year. The MP also reviewed the Kohima Bypass project and the Kohima Jessamy Road project. NHIDCL Executive Director Projects R.P. Singh attributed the delays to natural disruptions, prolonged monsoons, technical issues and local challenges. While the Dimapur Bypass and Package 2 of the four-lane highway are complete, Package 3 is expected to be finished by December. On the Kohima bypass, he cited technical and local issues, including tunnel distress, for slow progress of packages 1, 2 and 4, but expressed confidence in meeting revised timelines. The Kohima Jessamy Road is also on track for completion by September 2026, he added. MP Jamir urged better coordination among stakeholders and regular updates to the state government. He said that a follow-up meeting would be held in November and assured full support for timely completion of projects. Nagaland Police and the National Institute of Technology, NIT Nagaland, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to boost collaboration in technology, research and innovation for modern policing. A report.
The MOU was signed on Friday at police headquarters in Kohima by additional DGP Sandeep M. Tamgadge and NIT Registrar Dr. Manoj E. Prabhakar in the presence of senior police officials and NIT faculty members. As part of the MOU, NIT's Computer Science and Engineering Department will provide technical consultation and design to develop a management information system for the Nagaland Police aimed at enhancing efficiency, data management and digital transformation in police administration. Police will facilitate access to relevant data workloads and personnel required for gathering and implementation. Mary Akashwani News, Kohima.
Director General of Police Rupin Sharma said the initiative reflects the police's commitment to technology-driven policing and will help tackle cybercrime and support evidence-based law enforcement. The MOU takes immediate effect and will remain valid for 3 years. Union Education Ministry has urged schools across states and union territories, UTs, to adopt the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, for collecting admission and examination fees. The move is aimed at modernizing administrative processes and enhancing convenience for parents and students. In a letter addressed to states, UTs, and autonomous bodies such as NCERT, CBSE, KVS, and NVS, Department of School Education and Literacy emphasized leveraging digital payment platforms like UPI, mobile wallets, and net banking to streamline financial transactions in schools. The move is part of a broader effort to promote ease of living and schooling through legislative, policy, and institutional reforms. The adoption of digital payment systems is expected to bring multiple benefits, including greater convenience, transparency, and the ability for parents to make payments remotely without visiting schools. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that for the first time, the Northeast is not the periphery, but the pulsating heart of India's growth story. Sharing an article by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya on Platform X, he praised the transformation of the region. Mr. Sindhya had described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi, a region of diversity and opportunity that has emerged as a vibrant hub of India's progress. Mr. Modi highlighted developments in Arunachal Pradesh, noting improvements in connectivity, rise of self-help groups, and new airports, all reflecting the spirit of a Viksit Bharat. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu said that education is the most effective means of social reconstruction. Addressing the 71st convocation of Gujarat Vidyapeeth in Ahmedabad yesterday, the president said that making India self-reliant is our national priority and urged students to play an active role in the national Swadeshi campaign. Highlighting the pivotal role of youth in nation building, she lauded students as torchbearers of the Swadeshi and self-reliant movement nationwide.
भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना हमारी राष्ट्रीय प्राथमिकता है इस संदर्भ में स्वदेशी के राष्ट्रीय अभियान में आप सबको सक्रिय भूमिका निभानी राष्ट्र सर्वोपरि की भावना के साथ आप सबको भारतीय वस्तुओं के उपयोग को बढ़ावा देना है
She urged the graduates not to be discouraged by external challenges, but to advance with courage, high ideals and a global perspective. On the occasion, President Murmu conferred gold medals upon 9 outstanding students, while a total of 1,713 degrees were awarded across various disciplines. On to sports, the 25th Dr. T. Au Trophy Inter-District Football Championship 2026 was officially launched with the unveiling of its poster during a ceremony held in Kohima on Friday. The Silver Jubilee edition will be hosted by the Mok Chung District Football Association at the newly built Rempukong AstroTurf in Ungma Village. Speaking at the launch, President of Kohima Our Telongjam, T. Chubayanga, called the edition of a homecoming of history, as Mok Chung, the birthplace of Dr. Talimiran Au, prepares to host the prestigious tournament. Mr. Chubayanga praised the legacy of the tournament and urged players to uphold Dr. Au's values of character, humility and sportsmanship.
Silver Jubilee is not only a milestone, it is a moment of reflection and renewal. May it awaken the deeper pride in who we are and what we can become. Let the poster we unveil today not just hang on walls, let it ignite hope in the hearts of our people, the Naga people. May this tournament unite us and may it light the path forward for generations yet to come.
Several dignitaries, including state officials and Nagaland Football Association leaders, attended the event. With the poster unveiling, preparations for the landmark 25th edition are now officially underway. At the 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy, defending champions Setsa Zubza FC are on track to retain their title after a hard-fought 2-0 win over former champions Red Scars FC in the quarterfinals at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima yesterday. In a tightly contested match that remained goalless through regular time, Lalminglu Vankal broke the deadlock, scoring in the 90th plus 16th minute. Just 3 minutes late, a second goal from Tejasetyo Gwire sealed the victory for Setsa Zubza FC. Meanwhile, the third quarter-final match will be played between Mao Students' Union and Nagaland United SC tomorrow. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds, likely at isolated places over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the department said conditions are favorable for further withdrawal of the southwest monsoon from the northeast region during the next 2 to 3 days. To end the news, the headlines again. Lok Sabha MP S. Supong Maranjamir reviews delayed highway projects in Nagaland, calls for better coordination. Nagaland Police signed MOU with NIT to boost digital policing. Center asks states, UTs to adopt UPI for collecting admission, exam fees in schools. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Northeast's role in India's growth. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.